You know, this country, those that run this country infuriate me sometimes. Having heard this morning that banning wearing the cross has reared its ugly head once again. People trying to force through bills through Parliament, through businesses, to allow companies to ban their workers from revealing a cross, a crucifix, or anything Christian during their working hours. What on earth is this country coming to? We can't deport a Muslim activist, fundamentalist, who has openly cried treason to this country, threatened to bomb us from the face of the earth, inciting treasonous acts against our nation. We have immigrants coming from all over the world coming in here, bringing their own religions. We have nations who can wear what they like, burqas, all manner of religious artifacts around their necks, around their heads. I'm not being racist here, but I'm Christian, and this is a Christian country. Why are people trying to prevent this Christian nation from wearing what they have traditionally worn for over 2,000 years, if you like? But we won't argue over the length of time that people have actually been wearing crucifixes. But why is it even being considered? You could be a Christian worker and at your employment told to hide away your stuff, and yet you could be dealing with someone face to face wearing Islamic beads, wearing hooded clothing, and yet they will be allowed to carry on and wear their faith. And that's what the cross is. It's wearing your faith. And I cannot believe we're going down this road again. I'm not here to plug Christianity, and I'm not here to push it in anybody's face. But if we were to go to those countries that are allowed to wear and say and pray in their manners in our country, if we were to go to their countries, would they be telling their workers to hide away their religious faith? I'm pretty sure it wouldn't happen. They are proud of their faith. They are proud of their history. They're proud of their God or gods. And we are a Christian nation. Why are we going down this route? I cannot believe it. And I'm trying to stay very calm about this. These people who come up with these ideas, who are they? And why do they attempt to hide away our nation's faith? Christianity exists in this country under many forms, but it's still Christian.